Welcome to the Family Life Church Podcast. We hope you're blessed and encouraged to share this with someone you know. Subscribe or visit thefamilylife.org for more information.
For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Somewhere, at some point, in the context of time today, from the eternal and changing nature of God, his mercies were once again new. Nothing specific or profound probably announced it to us. There was more than likely nothing that made us completely aware of it. But nonetheless, it happened. It happened again, as it has happened so many times before. And should he tarry and we live, it will occur again. His mercies will be new each morning. Look at this in Lamentations. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. His mercies, coupled with his compassions, greet us each day, whether they're acknowledged or not. They're always there, always for the giving. When we call on them or when we do not call on them, they're still there. Because no matter how imperfect we are, or even unaware that we might be, or even appreciative, it does not change the perfect, consistent, faithful nature of God. That was what he was saying to the sons of Jacob or Israel. That's what he's trying to say to us all here in this particular verse. Look at it again, if you would, in Malachi, the 3rd chapter, 6th verse. For I am the Lord, I change not, therefore ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. I am the Lord, I do not change, he was saying. That's why you're not consumed. That's why you're not destroyed, because I am God, he was saying, and I don't change. God was saying simply, I made a promise and I will keep my word. I don't change from it. Even though humanity will change, I will not change from my word. There should come to us all a great hope and consolation in that truth, yet there should be as well a stirring and a sobering of the ultimate impact that it would have. It does not change. God does not change. He does not diminish from being God. He remains constant, and he does not change from being who he is. David said that his word is forever settled in heaven. That tells us that his mercies are settled. His mercies have been settled, yet so is his ultimate judgment. So we are to understand that he is merciful, but his mercies do not erase his ultimate judgment. So it must be that the ever faithfulness of God asks of you and I that we too be ever faithful. Look at this, if you would please, in the book of Deuteronomy, the 11th chapter and the 13th and 14th verse. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thine oil. God instructs here. God instructs his people who they are to be, how they're to live, the place that they are to give him in their lives, to serve him with all their heart, with all their soul, and to obey his commandments. His request to them to love him with all their heart and soul took it from just being blind obedience or fear of retribution, or just a mere lifeless routine, if you would, to being a relationship of love, to love him with all the heart and with all the soul. Made it more than just what the routine had been in their life or out of fear, but now it was a relationship of love. That the life lived, the things that were done, the obedience that is given was not just following of the letter of the law, but it was a response of love. A life lived because they loved him enough. In other words, they loved him enough to live the life. That is where many miss out on the joy of whatever it is that they are committing to God. We are ever faithful to him because, simply stated, we love him. That is why we are faithful to him. We do what we do. We live what we live out of love. It's not restrictive or meant to be a dread, but it's liberating in the fact that we are blessed to live for Him out of love. It's done in joy, and it results in joy. What we do for God, how we live for God, the commitments, the dedication, and the disciplines, it is done out of love, and it's done out of joy, and then the response from that living is joyful. As we find ourselves at the end of another year, it's often here that we look back on what has been with a certain view, and we look with anticipation as to what possibly will be. And this year, it seems to be more evident than ever before in our lifetime that we have that view. But life must be lived not with just the beginning in mind, but it must be more so with the end in mind. God looked at them and said, here in Deuteronomy, that if they would live according to His way and word out of love for Him, that He in turn would give them the first and the latter rain. They would ultimately, in other words, have a harvest. He promised that there would be something produced from that. It was not that God was changing from the ever faithful God that He is, removing Himself from the perfect nature that He is, but it was the fact that He was asking of them and asking of us that we be ever faithful with the in-between, if you would, from the first rain to the latter rain, the time from the first to the last to ultimate harvest, meaning simply that He will be God, that He will be faithful. We simply must determine to be faithful as well, because we will receive the consequences of our choices, be they good or bad, obedient or disobedient. Look at this, if you would, please. The harvest is not only determined by the planting in our life, but it is determined by the tending to of our life. Paul said in Galatians to not be weary in well-doing, because in due season, we will reap if we faint not. Faithfulness between the planting and the harvest matters. Do we understand this right now? That's what God was saying here. He is ever faithful, and so He is asking us to be ever faithful as well. It's not just about the first rain, and it's not just about the latter rain, but it's about everything in between as well. We live with the end goal in sight. We are faithful in between. The day and way of life in our world struggles right now with faithful obedience. It wants and often chooses its own way that is not God's will, and it's more satisfied with immediate gratification than with a certain patient continuance that the Bible talks about. But it does not change God's ultimate design and destination for us. No matter what the world does or does not do, no matter how inconsistent it might be and how much it wants immediate gratification, it doesn't change the design and the ultimate destination that God has for you and I, His children. The psalmist said, "As for God, His way is perfect." It is you and I that must be faithful to His perfect plan. You and I fit into what God wants us to be, to become what God wants us to be obedient to what God is asking for us. And then in that ever being faithful that He is, and you and I ever being faithful, then we find that ultimately there is a harvest. There's a promise of God fulfilled. For He who is ever faithful asks of you and I to be ever faithful to Him out of love, so that we ultimately hear Him say, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Well done." Would you pray with me right now, wherever you are, gather family, friends around you, and take a moment here. Take a moment to talk to God and ask God to help you to be strong in faithfulness. Father, I love You and I thank You again that Your word is steadfast. It is forever settled in heaven. And I pray and ask God that for those that are listening and watching this right now, that You would touch them, touch us all, that we would recognize, God, that this life that You have offered to us is, it's a life of love and joy, and we do so. We live this. We commit to these things and discipline our lives and follow after Your word and obedience, God, out of love, out of joy, and knowing, God, that ultimately there will be the day that we shall receive the reward, and we can hear You say, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Well done. Enter into the joy of the Lord." I thank you, Lord, that we have the promise through your word. And so for those that are listening right now and watching this, God, and for those that need this hope that we're talking about and this joy and this love, I pray that you would help them to understand the word, to repent of their sins and be baptized in your name and filled with your spirit, to come to a knowledge of the truth, to come to a submission of the word. I thank you, God, that you have given us this opportunity, God, in what has been a difficult year, a difficult season, to be able to communicate to people that we've never been able to reach before. And so, God, wherever this is reaching to around this world today, I pray that some soul would hear this. Some soul would know that what they're living, what they're doing, and what they have committed to you, all the things, God, it's not in vain, that there is a promise of reward, that when we are faithful with it, that, Lord, we can hear you say, well done, that there will be a harvest. And, Lord, help us to not be weary in this well-doing, because we will reap if we faint not. And so I thank you, Lord, that you are faithful to us. Help us now. Help the man, the woman that's listening to this, the father, the mother, that's struggling in that difficult time in their home and in their life right now. Help them to realize, God, that if they will be faithful to you, there's a promise that's been given. Help them to stand strong. Help us all to stand strong. And we love you and we trust you. In your name we pray, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.